With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we talk through five things on a topic I've decided, our best five. And today, it's Jen Fricker. Hurrah!
Hello! How are you? Oh, I was going for half hurrah, half hello, and I just was not confident. I've completely...
So what did you end up saying? I know I recorded it. I didn't hear it though.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, man, what a strong way to start this.
Well, here's the thing. The topic today is we're doing sad songs, our top five personal saddest songs. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you're in Sydney, I'm in Melbourne. Melbourne, we've just had like 13 days of straight zero cases and it is so sunny outside.
Mm.
It is, and we're recording this at 11 o'clock in the morning. We shouldn't be doing sad songs, Jen, at this time. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm making you stay inside to do some sad songs.
You know what, though? It's like you finally have the emotional distance. Like I feel like maybe a month ago, probably neither of us were ready for this.
Oh, I don't know what it was like for you. I spent the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of lockdown, every night drinking whiskey and listening to sad country songs.
Mm.
And I really had to stop myself going, this is a spiral that I could easily just do this for. And I didn't know how long it was going to be. Could have been like 7 months of me doing that every night.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was the same, but it was red wine and or tequila.
Oh, that's a party drink,
though. Yeah, but when you're... alone.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's so sad. And then a lot of like old country where which is a gateway, I feel. It's a gateway drug, old country, to
full
blown depression.
I have like my kids when I'm driving anywhere, my Spotify just goes straight on and whatever I've been listening to the last time is what plays. And they make so much fun of me because they're like, so I've got an actual file now, or playlist on Spotify, which is sad dad music, which I play every time. And it's just like your Jeff Tweedies. Some people who might be on the list, I won't say them, but it is. And they make so much fun. And they listen to, there's this game called Geometry Dash, which uses like drum and bass as the, and my kids just listen to that all the time. Like they're 6 and 9 and just like, I feel like such a dickhead when I'm parking at school and open the doors and just that blasting.
They're like, womp, 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 womp. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're a hectic dad during the weekdays, but you're a sad dad on the weekends.
Sad dad at night. I drop them off. They're all happy.
Yeah.
I see them going to the classroom and then I turn it on.
Switch
and it
on Wilco and you're just like, oh.
So how this works, Jen, is we go through one at a time. I'll do my number five, then you do your number five. We go through the list. So you'll be ending with your number one list. I'll do mine first. So this first one I'm going to do, and I might play a little bit because I'm not sure if the listeners will even know some of these songs and if you will know. So this one is a band called Modern Giant. They're a Sydney band. I think they've now changed their name to Aerial Maps. But this song came out, I reckon, almost 20 years ago. And it's called Angie Heart. So I'm going to play a little bit. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
So it's spoken word.
Oh, no.
I know. But it's a narrative. Narrative about a guy from Sydney wanting to move to Melbourne.
Oh, my God.
Could There's you imagine this Angie feeling? They just haven't named it yet. There's a name for this feeling. They just haven't named it yet. When I look back on this time, I'll see myself as being out of control. When I look back on this time, I'll see myself as being completely out of control.
And that's all we can play.
Her name was Claire.
But it's just a big, long narrative all about everything back, especially back in the early 2000s that Melbourne was known for.
Yeah.
So it was all like drinking coffee and beers in cafes and VB, changing to Melbourne Bitter, going to the football, having a collection of beanies, doing a benefit concert alongside people like Paul Kelly and Mick Thomas, and maybe even Angie Hart will be there.
Oh, my God.
I know it sounds lame, but it is so – takes me back to a moment where I was, like, living in Launceston, dreaming of living in Melbourne. It seemed like so, like, just – this amazing creative place that I was like, oh, if I can get there, then things will be happening for me.
Yeah.
And I've said this on the podcast before. I do feel like I have clocked Melbourne. I hosted Breakfasters.
Pronounce that?
Sorry, yeah, Breakfasters.
As a Sydney person, I've never. Well, I've you only can tell read people it, who I've don't, never heard it.
Yeah. Well, you can tell people who don't listen to the station when they come on and go, yeah, I love Breakfasters. And it's like, nah, you don't. You haven't heard it then. Yeah. But that was a really good litmus test to see who, like, so there were people like when I interviewed David Wenham, he said, oh, yeah, I love Breakfasters. I'm like, oh, you actually do listen to the
He's
to
a
the
real
show.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, yeah. And so is that thing. It takes me back to all that kind of stuff. And it's like just a guy lamenting not moving or moving to Melbourne for someone and then not doing it and staying in Sydney. Mm. And it's really sweet. And I know it's a bit cringy because it's like spoken word. But I guess that time people were a bit more sincere and cringy in their music.
The
early noughts.
Australian music, I feel like, and maybe again it's like a Melbourne-Sydney thing, but it was either like super earnest rock or it was like hectic electronica like the Presets.
Yeah, and one's a lot more fun.
Yeah, but, you know, the Presets have political messaging in their music. It's just you are too high to understand it. You've done too many pingish, mate.
So that's why when I was like 18, 19, my favourite band were Girly because they were just dumb and fun. And everyone else was very much, no, you've got to be serious in your music. Like, and I know Paul Dempsey and he's very nice, but that time so many people who were singing songs like that and it's like, you can have fun. Mm. You should have fun. Yeah. Have some fun.
It's not all bad, eh, mates? It's like when I was at Triple J, I always was like, yeah, when are we going to bring back like weirdo Australian rock? I'm very tired of like, you know, I feel like now it's like there's like fun surf rock and then there's very earnest like punk. But I was like, yeah, where are the Girlings? Where are the Custards?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Custard's Regurgitator.
Rolling around in their bloody bluey money. Like, far out. So good.
No. Well, the guy, the drummer from Custard, he owns a gallery in Sydney as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's doing all right for himself. I interviewed him on Triple R and he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, well, the boys wanted to get back together. So I thought, oh, why not? I can do this. And I was like, yeah, you don't need this. I think the other ones do.
That's so good. All right, do I give you a five now?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your number five, Jen?
So I'm going to like put a caveat on all of mine, which are these are the five sad songs that I'm ready to talk about because I feel like as a very emotional teenage girl that I have very deep attachments to a lot of songs, but also revisiting them, I feel like it would actually be too much. But this one is quite a recent addition to my high rotation, which is the Mountain Goats' Love, Love, Love.
Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
King Saul fell on his sword when it all went wrong, and Joseph's brothers sold him down the river for a song. And Sonny Liston rubbed some tiger balm into his glove. Some things you do for money, and some you do for love, love, love.
Because I went through this relationship recently where it was like being 16 again. Like we made each other playlists and we would talk about all these like really earnest things and it felt completely counterintuitive to how I live my life. I was like, I need to have boundaries. I need to protect myself. And I was like, no, but that's what being in love is, right? And the whole thing about Love, Love, Love by the Mountain Goats. Oh, should we like, do you want to play it? I don't know how that bit works.
I'll edit it in.
Post.
So okay, cool. It's just play.
Yep, cool. So the whole thing about the mountain goats and this song is it's obviously about how love is a force that can absolutely destroy you.
Yeah.
There's a line about Kurt Cobain putting a bullet in his brain because of love, you know?
Yeah.
And the irony being that this extremely earnest and intense relationship just really, really went off the rails. Really has like psychologically shaken me. And every now and again, because Apple won't let me grieve, I'll get like a reminder. I'll be like, do you want to play this playlist? And it'll be like the playlist that this is on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.